Immigrants and first-generation Americans have fought for the United States throughout its history. Now, many are serving in Iraq after joining the volunteer military. Virginia Cabrera struggled for years to give her two sons, Victor Elias and Jose Luis, a better life. 20 years ago, she moved to the United States, leaving her children with their grandmother in the Dominican Republic. She worked as a cashier, sending money home, until she was able to bring her sons to New York 12 years ago. Then a Marine recruitment officer visited her son's secondary school. Speaking through a translator, Ms. Cabrera says both her sons decided to join the Marines to help out financially and save for college tuition. Both are in Iraq, and Jose Luis's wife, an army medic, is in Kuwait.
Actualmente, ellos se sienten más importantes porque
Sons wanted to be able to work, to go to school, and to do different things in life, and financially I couldn't provide for them in order for them to do that. So through the Marines, they know that they will be able to accomplish this goal, and that probably financial aid is something that you're not always guaranteed, but now that they're in the Marines and that they're veterans of war, that probably they will get to accomplish those goals.
But not all immigrants or first-generation Americans join the U.S. military for new opportunities. Afram Brahimi is the son of Shateri Brahimi, who made a new life in New York 30 years ago. The Brahimis are ethnic Albanians from Kosovo who are U.S. citizens. Mr. Brahimi runs his own construction company, and the family recently moved out of the city to a house in the suburbs. Mr. Brahimi and his wife raised three middle-class American kids, but the family was always connected to Kosovo. Mr. Brahimi says that bond, along with their U.S. patriotism, became more intense after NATO forces liberated predominantly Muslim Kosovo from Serbian repression in 1999.
The Albanians, a lot of times, who get together, you know, in the houses and talking about how these people help us and everything, and we should go and help being a Marine or being a soldier, being something.
Mr. Brahimi admits he was skeptical when Afram announced he was leaving college to serve.
My reaction was, if you want to be honest with me, the reaction was very tough because I have to ask him a question, what's pushing him to go in the Marines, because he was so quick and he was doing good in school. First I was thinking, right away came to my mind, I said, do you have any problem in your school?
But after talking to his son, Mr. Brahimi understood that Afram felt compelled to join the Marines because of Kosovo.
When he told me about Kosovo also, believe me, I had nothing to say no more. I just said, go ahead and good luck to you, and I hope you're going to be safe, and I hope they're going to be okay and come home. That's all. That's all I can say. But we didn't know at that time, of course, that it's going to happen this in Iraq. But when you go to military, of course, you expect these things, right?
The Defense Department says it does not track the number of first-generation Americans or naturalized citizens in the U.S. Armed Forces. But about 37,000 non-citizens are on active duty in the U.S. military. Last July, President Bush signed an executive order making immigrant soldiers eligible for expedited U.S. citizenship. Several lawmakers are also trying to ease the citizenship process for immigrant soldiers and their families, who can apply to change their status after 3 years of service. Ms. Cabrera and her sons are permanent residents who hold what is called a green card. She says she hopes that now that her sons are war veterans, they can finally become U.S. citizens.
I know that it makes a big difference once you become a citizen in the opportunities that you get in this country. And I have been in this country for 22 years, and I have given my best, which are my two children. And I would really like, on behalf of all the families, for the parents as well, to be able to become citizens also and to be able to accomplish that.
At least 10 of the fallen U.S. soldiers in Iraq were not citizens, including Sergeant Rian Tejeda, a U.S. Marine originally from the Dominican Republic, whose family lives in New York City. New York's Dominican community came out in full force for Mr. Tejeda's funeral in a neighborhood where it is common to see American and Dominican flags draped together from apartment windows. Ana Diaz is a social worker who helps Dominican families adjust to life in the United States. She also acted as Ms. Cabrera's translator. Ms. Diaz says the death of Rian Tejeda brought the realities of war home to New York's Dominican community.
We never forgot what it is to be an immigrant, and this is just a reminder that there's a lot of sacrifices once you are an immigrant and what the price is that you pay. But definitely it's a reminder to other people as well that there's many immigrants that on a daily basis put their life at risk for this nation.
For Virginia Cabrera, U.S. citizenship will not undermine her son's connection to their heritage. While they are both married to American women, she says they maintain deep ties to their Dominican roots. Ms. Cabrera says she plans to wave the flags of their two nations when she greets her sons returning home.
Creo también que ahora va a ser equitativo.
I believe that my two sons will never forget where they come from and who they are, and they love their Dominican heritage, and they're very proud of being Dominicans. At the same time, they also learn how to love this nation as well, and they did that so well that they even serving this nation in a war.
All three Marines say they are safe in Iraq. Now that the fighting has ended, they have had brief telephone conversations with the loved ones who are waiting for them. Afram Brahimi is scheduled to come home soon. Victor Elias and Jose Luis Cabrera are expected to return by August. Jenny Badner, VOA News, New York.